And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together weekly with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian, nutritionist with Immunutrition, right here in the lutefisk capital of the USA.
Yes.
And maybe we should talk about lutefisk as far as nutrition sometimes, Amber.
We could, yeah.
But we have maybe closer to Norsefest.
When we get a little closer. Yeah, sure, right. It's got some benefits.
But no lutefisk today. We're talking carrots today.
We are. Just a nice, light topic for all this right. Kind of gloomy day.
That's good. I was just telling you, I just had a nice carrot salad yesterday. So,
yeah. And I love that. That's such a great way to use them. And yours had carrots and apples and raisins.
Right.
And
one of your mother's dishes that she whips up once in a while.
Yeah. And loaded with nutrition.
That's
right. So many different kinds of nutrition. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today is...
In fact, I think my eyesight improved after eating that.
Just overnight.
Yeah, overnight.
Well, my five-year-old has told me that my eyesight is bad because I have terrible vision. that it's bad because I don't eat enough carrots.
Oh, well, so there you go.
Some maybe of my lessons are working.
Have a carrot.
Some are maybe a little misunderstood. I don't think it's going to help my astigmatism. But carrots are such a comfortable vegetable for people. And one of the biggest challenges that people often have when they come into my office is I'm telling them to eat more vegetables, right? And they're wondering how. It's not as easy as it seems to just add more veggies into our diet because a lot of people don't want to just have a pile of vegetables sitting on the side of their plate. Some people like that. But if you're not one of those people, finding some really simple, creative ways to get more of these veggies into your diet can be really beneficial. And carrots are a fun one because even though we think about carrots as just being the orange carrots that we typically buy in the store, there's also rainbow carrots. Have you ever eaten rainbow carrots before?
Don't think I have.
I probably had not had them until I was in my 30s. And rainbow carrots are just carrots, but they come in a variety of different colors. We can get purple carrots and white carrots and green carrots and yellow carrots and orange, of course. And when we think about one of the things I talk about all the time, and that's getting a rainbow of colors, when we can do that in a familiar food like carrots, it just makes it a little bit easier. So I was in one of the schools in the Lac Parle district here last week, and one of the things they were serving the kids was rainbow carrots. And I thought, what a great way to introduce kids to new colors in a more comfortable setting. So carrots are loaded with nutrition. Even though they're one of our less expensive, more basic vegetables, it's nothing exotic, right? People in this area have been eating carrots for millennia, probably. But carrots are loaded with antioxidants. Yeah. Rainbow carrots right there on your phone. They're beautiful.
Right.
You guys should all Google them right now. Pull out your phone or your computer.
I've never seen those before. So.
And they're not always easy to find, but they're easy to grow if you're interested in doing that. But all of those different colors that we get from those rainbow carrots all carry different phytonutrients. They carry different benefit from those colors. Every single one of them is rich in fiber. Carrots are rich in biotin and vitamin K and potassium and B6. So they have a lot of nutrition that comes in a very familiar package. They're great for digestion, so partially because of that fiber, they're really helpful for building our gut health, which as I've mentioned almost every week for the last couple of years now, gut health is pretty important. So carrots can be one thing that can help that. They're great for helping with protein and fat metabolism. And lots of the nutrients that we get from carrots and lots of the antioxidants that we get from carrots are things that have a ton of evidence behind them for cancer prevention. So carrots are a great way to just ease into getting vegetables more often throughout your day. Now, one of the things that pops up frequently in conversations with people is that baby carrots are bad for you or that we should avoid them. Have you heard that statement before?
Yeah, I've heard something about it, something about they turn white or something, and I don't know what the deal was. I looked it up one time, but I can't remember what that was all about.
Yeah, so there's this fear behind baby carrots, and one of the
reasons... They don't scare me.
That's good.
I've never been scared by a baby carrot.
I'm so happy to hear that. Baby carrots are just normal-sized carrots that have been peeled down and packaged in a smaller size, basically. But the thing that people are concerned about with baby carrots is that after they are peeled and cut, in order to prevent or reduce the risk of bacterial contamination, they are rinsed with chlorine, and then they're rinsed again. So a lot of people get really concerned about the chemicals that we get with baby carrots. Although I would be far more concerned about the chemicals we get from our heavily processed foods than I would be the very small amounts that you might get from a carrot. Now, if we're talking comparable, the amount of chlorine that you get from a serving of baby carrots would be comparable or less than what you would get from just drinking tap water, if any at all. So one thing to just keep in mind is that I would rather you eat enough vegetables, and if baby carrots are that way that you get them in, you're probably going to be okay. I don't think it's something we need to be fearful of, though. Are just plain old carrots best? Sure. If we buy full carrots and peel them and cut them and bring them with us as carrot sticks or little carrot circles or whatever it might be, sure. That's best case scenario. Just like we talk about most weeks, the less processed something is, the better. But if baby carrots are your go-to, they're not going to be the thing that creates all of your health problems, probably. So how do we use carrots a little bit more creatively then?
I don't know. I just like to pick up a carrot and chomp on it.
Do you?
That's the nice
like
thing
Bugs
about
Bugs Bunny style.
Think about a carrot. You know, yeah. You just don't have to really do anything to it. It's like eating an apple or something.
You know? It is. Yeah. You don't have to do anything to it. And you can just eat them raw. And they're delicious raw. Raw by themselves, raw with a dip. I think they're one of the more comfortable vegetables for people to just eat, even if they don't have ranch or hummus or peanut butter or anything to put with them.
Or chickpeas.
Lots of carrot and chickpea salads out there if anybody's interested in looking one up.
Yeah, I just shared one with you the other day.
Yeah, you did.
Every time I see chickpeas, I think of you.
Well, that's a good thing, yeah, right?
Right.
I think. And doing little salads like that is such a great way to get more of those vegetables in. We can also just tweak what we usually do. So putting roasting carrots in the oven or putting them in stir fries. But when you roast them, you could do dill maple roasted carrots or spiced carrots that you put dates with, or roast carrots with radishes or with asparagus. We can make combinations of vegetables or seasonings that just add a little bit of variety to it. Soup is another really comfortable way. So you can just add them into soups just like we would with chicken noodle, or chicken lemon orzo is one of my favorites. But you could also make pureed soups like a carrot turnip soup or a carrot pumpkin soup, which are loaded with flavor and loaded with nutrition. You can make a purple carrot hummus. If you get those rainbow carrots, we can make a hummus. We can make a dip out of our vegetables that we can use to dip our other vegetables into. So then you're getting twice the vegetables. But we can even use them in creative ways for things like breakfast. Now, breakfast is probably the one that people struggle with the most when I encourage people to get more veggies. I say every single meal if you can. And at breakfast, if we're trying to get it in, there are recipes for smoothies that contain carrots. Like, they go great into tropical smoothies. But also things like carrot cake granola or muffins, carrot banana muffins or oatmeal orange carrot muffins, or we used to do carrot cake energy balls pretty regularly. We haven't done them for a while. But you can even do applesauce with beets and carrots. You can do dessert and do carrot and white bean brownies. So many different ways to get carrots in. So I would encourage you, if getting extra veggies in is something that you struggle with, look up some creative recipes for carrots if that's a veggie you like and start there. It's an easy way to introduce new things.
But you didn't know that carrots are even kind of an industry here in western Minnesota. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't realize, you know, we lived in Morris for quite a while and get up there once in a while. I was driving back to Madison, saw this great big building and it says Fresha, F-R-E-S-H-A. Huh. And I told your mother, Google that and see what that's all
right.
about. Well, it's a company that they grow carrots, and they grow carrots right here in Minnesota and up in the Stevens County area. I mean, they're raising carrots up there, but you always think of soybeans and corn and stuff around
right.
here, but never carrots. But
you don't.
Carrots are a thing right here in the area.
I love that. I'll need to look into that a little bit more, because
right.
I think
just looking at their website here.
A great industry. And we do have such great soil out here, right? That's why we grow so many things in this area. So if you can't get into Fresha and get their carrots, toss a few in your backyard this spring.
That's right. Their carrots are fresh, locally grown, and naturally sweet. Can't beat that, huh?
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to know more about carrots or anything else dealing with nutrition and your diet, you are the person to talk to.
Sure. I am a person to talk to,
one
yes.
One of them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not just the, but
yes.
A close one.
A close one, that's right. And you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Immune Nutrition or call here to the radio station and they'll get you in touch with me.
And they can befriend you and get a lot of nice articles and recipes and all kinds of good stuff.
That's right. We can get together over carrots.
And befriend me and I'll occasionally pass along a carrot recipe for you.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, Amber. We'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.